Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, June 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. New hate crimes legislation puts mission agencies on alert. A Christian aid agency responds to crisis in Chad, and a writing campaign is underway for an Indian Christian in a Saudi Arabian jail. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today with a look at an amendment attached to the 2005 Defense Authorization Bill. The U.S. Senate voted this week to expand hate crimes legislation to include sexual orientation, gender, or disability. American Missionary Fellowship's Ed Henderson.
If it's anything like what we saw in Canada, even the mention of homosexuality in a perceived negative sense could be considered committing a hate crime, which, from an evangelical perspective, is very disturbing.
Henderson says summer brings the launch of vacation Bible schools, camping programs, and other ministries where team members share the gospel with children. He says prayer for the future of ministry is important.
I can see Christians in the U.S. facing some very challenging times as the small but very vocal homosexual community seems to be driving our national political agendas.
Meanwhile, Christians continue to be the targets of violence in hard-to-reach areas of the world, but they need to go, no matter what the cost. That was the message at the Southern Baptist Convention this week. 2004 has been deadly for the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. Missionaries Larry and Jean Elliott, Karen Watson, and David McDonald were killed in Iraq. McDonald's wife, Carrie, was critically injured. She told the convention why they went to Iraq.
Make no mistake, David and I went to Iraq out of God's call on our lives, to see his name glorified among the nations. That includes the hard and violent places.
Many Christians question going into places like Iraq to share the gospel, but McDonald says,
my Jesus wears scars on his body from the violence he endured. How could we sit back and say, I can't because it's too hard? Trust me, for my Jesus, it is the least that I could do.
You're listening to Mission Network News. World Vision teams are airlifting 45 tons of relief supplies to Chad this week. The aid is expected to be ready for distribution to Sudanese refugees beginning Sunday, June 20th. Over 180,000 are fleeing war in the province of Darfur despite a ceasefire agreement. The shipment is meant to assist the refugees in living in difficult conditions on the eastern borders of Chad. As teams interact with those in need, they represent the hands and feet of Christ, sharing the hope of the gospel. Next, Open Doors is growing more concerned over the future of an Indian Christian imprisoned in Saudi Arabia for 11 weeks. Religious police jailed Brian Savio O'Connor for spreading Christianity. There are reports of regular torture and beatings, and O'Connor remains in custody without trial or formal charges. In response, Open Doors launched a letter-writing campaign not only to support O'Connor, but also to let Saudi officials know thousands of Christians are aware of the situation. And home builders are using their skills to have an impact on outreach overseas. It's Hope International's House for Hope program. HI's Joel Anderson.
Basically, a builder builds a house. Hope works with them and invites their subcontractors and suppliers to donate labor and materials. The profits then are donated to Hope International, which fuels the growth of our ministries.
Hope International provides microloans, which helps families start businesses. The end result of the program is leading borrowers to Christ. Anderson says the loan counselors are key.
As a candidate comes in for a loan, and over the coming days and weeks and months, as that loan counselor is seeing that business flourish, a relationship is established. And through that relationship is where they are able to share Christ.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of Max Meyer's book, Riding the Heavens, for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The book shares true stories and adventures through missionary aviation that will inspire you in your faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.